Money FM 89.3, best of drive time. In the spotlight on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Drive Time here on Money FM 89.3. This is Timothy Go live from Kiva, Uzbekistan. I am broadcasting from Hotel Bankir Kiva. Please allow me that advertisement for just one second. You know what that is. I'm sure you've heard all about it in the show and probably read about it as well. Well, this week has been a very special week for us with the National Association of Travel Agents Singapore delegation visiting our city here in Kiva, a Silk Road city in the western part of Uzbekistan. And I had the opportunity and the honor to host the delegation in my hotel. They were, in fact, my very first big international group that stayed in my hotel just a couple of days after we received our permit for operating a hotel. In any case, in the spotlight this week, Singapore and Uzbekistan will be exploring collaboration opportunities in the tourism sector, paving the way for greater connectivity between the two countries. This is what we are all hoping for. Singapore President Madam Halima Yacob, of course, is in Uzbekistan, and together with the Uzbekistan President Shavkat Mirziyoyev, witnessed the exchange of an MOU, a Memorandum of Understanding, for both Singapore and Uzbekistan to share best practices on marketing tourism products, destination development, and encouraging private sector cooperation to promote quality tourism. Something I have already started doing in my small capacity as a first-time hotelier and tour operator here in Uzbekistan. So earlier, I had a chat with the Secretary General of NATAS and the MD of Pegasus Travel Management, Mr. Charles Tan, while his delegation was here at my hotel, and we talked all about our aspirations and plans for tourism between Singapore and Uzbekistan. First of all, welcome to Kiva. It's great that you guys decided to come to Kiva, because not a lot of people would make it all the way here if they don't have the time. So what is your first impression?
I think Kiva is a very special city. So after coming into Tashkent, then to Samarkand, and then to Bukhara, I think Kiva actually appeals to us the most. I think it's a bit more cultural. There's more flavor. Bukhara is nice as well, but when we came to Kiva, we are like, oh, wow, this is special. I think the whole group of us, the whole delegation, have put Kiva as the top city for us for now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So imagine, like, the first time I came here, that's exactly my first impression, and yep, that's why I'm here. So do you think that Uzbekistan as a country in general would be something that Singaporeans would want to go to? Because for most of them, when we look at all the surveys, we see Japan and Korea and Hong Kong and Taiwan as their main countries, or in Thailand. What do you think will be attractive for Singaporeans to come here and see?
Okay, I think most importantly, I think Uzbekistan, there are similarities with Singapore. It's multiracial. I think when we're here, we see people that looks like Korean, looks like Russian, looks Arabic. So it's a mixed culture. Something similar to Singapore. Slight difference is, of course, Singapore is an island with sea around, while Uzbekistan is a bit more landlocked. But the culture is, I think, very attractive. I mean, we have seen a lot of very good craftsmen and the craftsmanship that's here. I think that most important, old days, we had direct flights to Uzbekistan. Mm-hmm. That has already stopped, I mean, with the pandemic and so on and so forth. So now you can fly through Kuala Lumpur to Tashkent City, or you can fly through Seoul. Yeah. But for Singaporeans, I think we still prefer a direct flight. So we hope to work with the Uzbekistan Tourism Office, as well as Uzbek Airways or any other airways, to look at resuming direct flights between Singapore and Uzbekistan. With this coming business forum that's coming up, we are signing a MOU with the Uzbek Tourism Office, and we will look at multi-pointed initiatives to look at promoting Uzbek as a destination for Singaporeans to consider. I mean, as we know, Japan, Thailand, all those are the evergreens. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, as travel resumes, everybody's looking for more experiential travel. And I think Uzbek fits that. We have a very friendly city here. I'm sure, Tim, you know,
I'm here.
You know best, right? That's why you're here. And that attracts us. And it's so safe. I mean, the evening walk that we had yesterday, it was late night and we were walking back. I think it's really safe.
So that's one of the things that people are always asking me, is it safe? Because they hear Stan and it raises alarm bells. But coming from your point of view, because I'm biased, so how safe do you think this place is in your experience so far?
I mean, this is my second time here. 4 years ago was the first time. And it's still a very safe city. I mean, we walk in the evening.
In the dark.
In the dark. I mean, in the small streets. And it's safe. I mean, there's nobody like looking malicious or somebody following you from behind. Even in the daytime, when we are walking through the inner city market, as well as the other day when we were in Samarkand in Bukhara, it's all safe.
You don't have to think about pickpockets and anything, right? Which is not like Europe.
Correct. And I think the modern Muslim community here is quite flexy. So it's a city where you can see culture, you can get alcohol as well for some people who need alcohol.
Yes.
Yep. And you can see how simple pleasures like that actually keeps the community happy. Mm. It's nice. The whole culture and the whole feel is great here.
You said you were here 4 years ago to today. Do you see a rapid development in, well, Tashkent definitely, but has Uzbekistan improved to serve the needs of tourists?
So the culture and the personality of the people here, I think that is still there. It's really a friendly city. As you move away from the capital, actually, it gets more friendly. The people are more simple, very communal living, that kind of view. I mean, for a better word, like kampong kind of spirit, you have it here. But as we look at that, we look at the developments as well. I think there's a lot of industries, not only from Singapore, they have started to grow roots here. I think MDIS is here. Mm-hmm. I think TMIS may be doing something. There are a couple of industries. And with the business forum, I think there's many delegates, not only from the tourism industry, but from other industries that are here. So I think Singapore is taking roots here. And there's many opportunities here. I'm sure you know, Timothy. I mean, you are here for so long. I mean,
pioneer generation.
Yeah, you are the pioneer generation. Although we came in about the same time in the first trip, but you've moved so much further ahead. And when I just came, it was just in Tashkent City. I stayed in the International Hotel, which was an ex-intercontinental hotel. And that was 5-star and nice, you know. But now there's Hyatt, there's Hilton, there's Hampton by Hilton. So many brands here, Wyndham, Ramada, a lot of the international hotel chains have come in. Mm-hmm. And of course, that's free survey, you know. I mean, it's like showing you that these brands who are international have done their work definitely to do their surveys, their analysis. They know that Uzbek is growing. They're here. It's a great opportunity. I think the window is still there for investors, for people who are just here to travel and enjoy Uzbek. I think it's beautiful and it's all season. You can be horseback riding. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can go hiking. You can go skiing. I mean, they have everything.
We don't have the beach. That's the only thing.
That's the only thing. And the direct flight.
And
I think with the direct flight, then it would be wow, perfect. So for our association, for NATAS, we are looking at working with the Uzbek Tourism Office. And they should have a booth in the coming up NATAS Fair. Mm-hmm. And we will forge some relationships with the local agents here. And together, we will promote Uzbek as one of the destinations that Singaporeans can consider.
I'm raising my hands for that, so don't forget me. You've been listening there to my chat earlier in the week with Mr. Charles Tan, the Secretary General of NATAS, the National Association of Travel Agencies Singapore. They were here in Uzbekistan, in Khiva, Uzbekistan, exploring tourism opportunities for Uzbekistan and for Singapore. And let's continue on with our discussion about those aspirations we both have. Khiva next year will be the Islamic tourism capital of the world. Do you think that Singapore, at least for Singapore agencies like yours, will be able to attract more of the Muslim travelers to come and explore Uzbekistan? Because I haven't been seeing a lot of them coming. I mean, in trickles, yes, but not in big groups.
So traditionally, in the NATAS Fair, we don't see so many Muslim-focused agencies taking part.
Mm-hmm.
But since the one in February, we have been speaking to attracting more of our Muslim members who are focused in that market.
Mm-hmm.
And they have come into the fair as well. So we're looking to expand the number of smaller agents as well as Muslim-focused agents to join the Nautas Fair as well. They have their own segments.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the traditional agents, the big boys, naming just a few, no preferences, Chan Brothers, EU Holidays, Hong Thai, CTC, all these powerhouses, they are also looking at having divisions that also will be able to see the service the Muslim community as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Uzbek is a casual Muslim society. We have seen beautiful madras and beautiful mosque with great architectural insight. And I think it would be beautiful for the Muslim friends in Singapore to come, and they can pray, do their Friday prayers, at the same time enjoy the city. So it's a combination. Yeah,
right.
There's a bit of religious element in it, but it's not just fully religious. Food is no problem,
exactly,
right? Because it's a Muslim country. So there is a lot to offer, definitely. And I mean, in the hotel scene here, you can have many options. So for different travelers with different budgets, the options are there for you. I mean, the hotel that we are staying right now, which is actually partially owned by you, it's beautiful. So much thought has been put into it. It shows that the hotel industry here is slowly improving. 4 years ago, like I said, when I came,
mm-hmm.
it's a bit disappointing because, I mean, we are pampered in Singapore. We are used to the great hotels that we have and all that. But here, as we go on to the smaller cities, you see a bit of lack in better quality hotels. They're good, but I mean,
they're charming.
Yeah, they're charming.
But
there's some international standards mm-hmm. that they do not understand. But I think you and your partner, Muhammad, has done a great job. I mean,
thank you.
Have a great offering here. We are so blessed to be one of the few pioneer batches of
The first internationals who
yes,
to stay here.
We're so happy to be the first. I mean, I enjoyed my breakfast. I had the best sleep here. I had my best bath.
That's the most important.
Yes. So I think Khiva is definitely our favorite city. We love it. Unfortunately, we are leaving today later in the afternoon to get back to Tashkent to get ready for the business forum tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But I think I'll be back. I'm sure a lot of my of the members that are with me on this delegation would also be back again. And of course, we hope to stay here again.
Of course.
Yeah, and to enjoy the facilities that you have painstakingly put into building this beautiful hotel.
Yeah. So, one last thing. What do you think, in mm-hmm. your experience, that Uzbekistan's tourism mm-hmm. sector mm-hmm. can learn or can improve on as we move forward to better mm-hmm. cater to the type of tourists that we are going to be expecting from Southeast Asia mm-hmm. and from Asia in general?
Yeah. So, depending on the hotel or the industries or the agents segment that they want to focus on, I mean, there are big hotels like the international chains, which can take like lots and lots of, they have many rooms available. But that is for the travelers that just want to have the dorm.
Mm-hmm.
But there's many travelers who are very interested in booking hotels, smaller hotels that have the flavor, but yet have this international standard, who mm-hmm. understand the travelers. And that's not easy to find yet. I think that looking at this trip, I think you yourself with Muhammad has set a pretty high standard.
Thank you.
And I think the rest of the industry would definitely be learning from you guys as well. I think you'll be raising the bar again, and that is beautiful to see. For a fellow Singaporean to be raising the standards here, I think it's great. And I think you're inspiring others to look at investments as well. Yeah, many years ago, I myself also thought of these opportunities. Yeah, but let's see how things goes.
You're always welcome to come here and invest. I think the more of us, the better things will become.
Opportunities. So it's all around every industry. You see growth and opportunities. So I think for friends who are interested in investing in Uzbekistan government is very open to investment. So there are many opportunities. If you really wish to look at the opportunities, you can always, work with the embassy, mm-hmm. which is in Singapore. We have a very friendly ambassador there. If not, you can work with SBF as well, since Singapore Business Federation, who is the one that's organizing the business forum that's going on tomorrow. Yeah, I think that's a little sharing for me.
All right, yeah. That's great. I hope you guys have a fruitful trip here and more business opportunities for everybody.
Yes, I hope to see you in Singapore, Timothy.
I will be back soon.
Great, thank you.
That is Charles Tan there, Secretary General of NATAS, on developing cross-country tourism between Singapore and Uzbekistan. And of course, priorities first. We really have to work on those direct flights, which the association has also tasked us to do. This is Timothy Goh in Khiva, Uzbekistan. You're listening to Drive Time on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.